Well, I once again thank Morty for all the technical arrangements. I want to thank everyone for calling in and for your patience with my voice. And I want to thank Brian both for uploading the Shirim to Wadi Torah and for pointing out the Sepharia. Excuse me, that Sepharia has Mesillas Yesharim available. We'll try to use their numbering of the Akdama just so we're all on the same page. If I could ask someone to unmute for a moment and just let me know if you can hear me.
We can hear you.
Okay, great.
We can hear you.
Thanks so much. Okay, so last time we had a chance to see, to begin to scope out the three parts of the Ramchal's introduction to Mesillas Yesharim. He opened with a how to use the Sefer and a recognition that the Sefer is less about data, and more about perspective, understanding, and systems for looking at the world. And that's why Chazar is going to be critical. We ended briefly by touching just a lick of the end of the Hakdama, where he begins to lay out the elements of Avos Hashem. But I want to begin again today with the middle of the Hakdama, where the Ramchal makes the argument that we need to appreciate that Avos Hashem itself is a discipline that requires serious study. We'll look at two parts of that argument. Number one, let's pick up, if you're in the middle of the Akdama, if you're following along with Sepharia, it's OSU paragraph Yutes. He says, "Hayitachen sheyigav yamal sichleinu b'chakiras asher nischai v'ubam." He says, let's try to think about this for a moment. Is it possible? We have a mitzvah to study all of Torah. But it's hard to imagine that we're going to come to Kadosh Baruch Hu and he's going to be happy if we only spent our learning time exclusively on parts of Torah that are not directly relevant to our lives. What we are obligated to actually perform in a very significant way, that we're just going to, that part of life which is so, part of Torah, which is so relevant to our lives, that's just on autopilot, it's just rote. It's hard to imagine we could really make that argument. And he goes on to say, don't think that we can get through these parts of our lives without serious study. Yira, he says, for instance, if we're not going to spend time analyzing what's Yira for real, Eich Nikneosa, so then how are we going to go about actually, how are we actually going to seize it? How are we going to avoid a hevel ha'olami ha'meshakeh ha'osin libeinu? How do we think that we can honestly avoid all the noise and static in life that seeks to distract us from what's so central? Tishkaf v'teylech afli shadanu chavasa. We know your shine is important, but we don't focus on understanding it. He says, Ava, the same for Ava. Oschavez, the Ainava, the Vekus, Vahaslatus, Benafshu Seno. Where are we going to have the passion and the sense of connectedness to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Imlo Nishel, Gedula, Salvra, Muso? If you don't spend time studying, understanding, appreciating who Kadosh Baruch Hu is and how we relate to him. So, in other words, Ramchal is pointing out to us, we need to look in the mirror and realize that without study and without deep thought, Avos Hashem, Yira, Ava, what to use the term that's 1,000 years old, the Chovos HaLevavos, the internal obligations of the Jew, we're going to at best fulfill them superficially. And then he goes on, if you could back up a little bit, to another argument that he makes. Earlier in paragraph Zion, he points out that if you look sociologically at the scene, the Jewish scene, he points out that because there's this bias often, this assumption that Yira, Ava, Midos are things that don't require deep thought, there isn't because there's this mistaken assumption that this part of Torah, this part of mitzvahs, there isn't a lot of intellectual depth. So what ends up happening, he says in paragraph 9, "Lo yishar limud dvarma eila kriyas asvar mizamin, ki yimeitel eosam, sheinsichum kol kach dak v'karv liyos gas." He politely says that often what ends up happening is stereotypically, because it's this assumption, the Musar is not profound, as though Hashem is not profound, the people who will learn the Svarim are those who don't have the intellectual capacity, the sharpness to do something, quote unquote, better, deeper, higher. It says in Otches, Lefi minhag hanoheg ba'olam, said, let's be honest about our stereotypes. Kishatira echad mischaseid, when you see someone involved in chasidus, he lived before the Baal Shem Tov, he means chasidus in the original sense, just simply of trying to go lefnim mishur sadin, lo tuchal limana melach shidos olagaseichal. So let's be honest. You see the fellow working on the Sifrei Musar, we often assume he must not be that bright. He can't do anything that requires more intellect. But he says the truth is, in Ostes, a profound insight, told us the truth of this social reality is incredibly unfortunate and harmful for all of us. The truth is neither those who are very bright nor those who are not will have true chasidus. Yes, in paragraph Yud, Yechsam in Chachamim Levil Miut Yunambo, Yechsam in Abilti Chachamim Miut Asakasim Oso. Said, the truth is, Avos Hashem is profound. Those that don't have the intellectual tools, they may spend a lot of time learning Musar, they're not going to come to deep conclusions. And those who have the tools often, too often, don't use them. So what ends up happening is no one has it. And we often end up, as he goes on to say, the people have all these silly, mistaken notions about what it means to be more religious. As people think it's asceticism, it's rolling in the snow, it's doing silly things rather than something profound. And that brings us back now to the third of the three parts of Hagdama that we got just a taste of last time. Now let's turn our attention to the end of the Ramchal's introduction. If you're following along at Safaria, if you find along Safaria, it brings us to Os Lamed, right before the quote from Devarim Perek Yud. Mishis Bonein, Bam, someone's really going to spend time studying about Hashem. Yerush Ein Chasidus Toi Bosom Devarim, Shiyachshuvam is Chasidim Atipshim. Chasidus, ambition of Os Hashem, has nothing to do with what stereotypically we think about in very narrow ways. Real human perfection and deep thought and deep wisdom. And he goes on to say, if we're going to study this seriously, let's begin by defining our elements. And he quotes the pasuk with which we ended last time. The pasuk in Parshas Ekev from Moshe Rabbeinu asks the Jewish people this question directly. Mo Hashem Elokecha Shoel Mimach. What does God want of us? And he goes on to list five.
You're never very far away from your diagnosis here at UDMI.
He goes on to list five items. Yira, Halicha Bedrachav, Ava, Shleimus Alev, and Shmios Kalmetzus. Yira, which we began to define last time as God consciousness. Going at Kadosh Baruch Hu's ways, we'll have to understand what that is. Ava, love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shleimus HaLev, worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu wholeheartedly, and finally, Shmiras Kol HaMitzvos. Now, one thing we have to figure out is, what are these things? What is Ava? What does it mean to go walk in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ways? Another thing, though, that doesn't appear in this version of Mesillas Yesharim, but does appear in a manuscript edition, a couple decades ago, the Ritanei Chachamu got access with the fall of the Berlin Wall and the collapse of the Soviet Union to a manuscript collection in what had been the Lenin State Library. And they discovered and later published another version of Masilas Yesharim, written by the Ramchal as a conversation rather than as exposition, chapter after chapter. And in that version, the content is mostly the same, but there are some small but important differences. One of the most significant differences is right at this point, where Ramchal makes the point there, the following simple question. He says, I don't understand. You just listed five elements, but one of them includes the other four. If I asked you, what do you like for dessert? What sorts of things do you like for dessert? You say, well, I like pistachio ice cream. I like banana ice cream. I like vanilla. And I like ice cream. You say, 1 second. You said A, B, C, and then D included all of them. That's not a logical way to construct a list. Ramchal says, isn't that what's happening here? He mentioned specific mitzvahs. Yiras Hashem is one of the Targum mitzvahs. Avas Hashem is one of the Targum mitzvahs. Going Hashem is way, we'll have to define what that is. That too is one of the Targum mitzvahs. And then item five is doing all the mitzvahs. So doesn't that include items 1, 2, and 3? Ramchal answers in the manuscript edition, in the dialogue version, that apparently Shmiras Kol HaMitzvos, item 5, isn't talking about all mitzvahs. It's talking about what Rabbeinu Bechai refers to as Chovas HaYivarim, the physical mitzvahs, the mitzvahs done with our limbs, literally, behavioral, active mitzvahs, as opposed to the first four, which are all Chovas HaLevavos, all duties of the heart, all internal obligations of the Jew, the way we think and the way we feel and the way we make sense of the world. And then Ramchal says, 1 second, take a step back and consider what just happened. Moshe Rabbeinu is telling the Jews, let me give you the palms of your hand, a quick list, 5 points, five elements that compose Levavos Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu chose to organize a list such that all of the Chovas HaEvarim are one item, are 20% of the list. The Chovas HaLevavos he unpacked into four separate items. Eight, the way he organizes the list, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu accords in the Torah, Chovas HaLevavos make up 80% of the list of what Avos Hashem consists of. Chovas HaEvarim make up 20%. And that tells us, writes Ramchal in the manuscript edition, that tells us that Chovas HaEvarim are certainly very important to give tzedakah and to speak properly to others and to daven and to learn and to sit in sukkah and so on and so forth, and not to speak Lashon Hara and not to lie, cheat, and steal. All of those Chovas HaEvarim are incredibly important. As important as they are, apparently Chovas HaLevavos are even more fundamental. That's powerful stuff. And now, I want to stop at around 5 or 6 minutes. We have the last bit for questions. So over the next 5 or 6 minutes, before we stop for questions, I want to begin to take a look at this list of items. And again, four Chovas HaLevavos, Yira, Halicha Bedrachav, Ava, and Shlemus HaLev. And then, item number five is the Chovas HaYivarim, Shneas Kol HaMitzvos. They began to talk about last time what Yira is. The Yira is not theophobia. It's not about being scared of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But instead, as he writes here, paragraph 33, Lamed Gimel, HaYira Yira Sura Musa Yisbarach. Ramchal often will do this. He'll the first round of a definitional cycle will be a little bit seemingly circular. Then he builds more. Yira is Yira. Yira, but he explains a little bit already. Yira is Yiras Ramus Yisbarach. It's Yiras Haromus. It's a Yira of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's highness, of his greatness, of his majesty. To have Yira the way you have Yira of an awesome king, but he doesn't go on to talk about I'm scared. The very next word actually is jarring. The Yevosh. So I'm almost embarrassed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatness. I call Tzenua Shubal Hisnoeya. Anything I'm doing, and certainly, he says, when I'm more, as it were, face-to-face with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kol Shkein, Tefillah, or Torah. Now, the question is, well, embarrassment is an operative term if you're talking about fear. So obviously, we mean something else. Obviously, what Yirim instead means is an awareness, a consciousness. You and I know, if I asked you, does HaKadosh Baruch Hu exist? You'd say, sure. Did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create the world? Sure. Is he aware of what's going on? Sure. That's in my head. That's in Emuna Sichlus. My Seichel knows that. I believe it. I know it. But I don't necessarily feel it in my gut. Psychologists who study discourse have noted there are several different discourse distances. We do it naturally, automatically. We all know that we'll choose the distance from which we speak to people, depending on who it is. Someone we're closer with will naturally stand physically closer to. Ask someone on the street for directions, you'll naturally stand a few feet away. We naturally adapt to who is in our environment. Yiras Hashem means that we operate with an awareness that Kadosh Baruch Hu is in our environment, that Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence is a reality for us. Not just in my head, I know it's true, I subscribe to the idea, but to really feel that sense of presence. And so, as he goes on to say, to naturally begin to operate differently with an awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's here. In other words, Yira is an awareness of the reality of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And on that, you then can build the next two items, Halicha B'drachav and Ahava. Let's speak briefly a little bit about Halicha B'drachav now. We'll pick up now. We'll stop in 2 minutes for 2-3 minutes for questions. We'll pick up next week, Yetz Hashem, perhaps more Halicha B'drachav. We'll move into Ahava, begin to unpack Ahavas Hashem as well. Halicha B'drachav, what does it mean to go? Literally, it means to walk on God's path. It's an expression that appears at least 7 times over the course of Chumash Devarim, and it's really a little bit puzzling. I mean, whether Kadosh Baruch Hu takes the bridge or the tunnel, to take the parkway, or the turnpike, what does it mean to go in a Kadosh Baruch Hu's path?
There's like 10 of us who are on the conference call. Points on mute right now.
Why?
What, why is he on the mute?
Yeah.
Hello? If I could trouble you to mute yourself just for another 2 minutes or so. So Rav Chal writes in paragraph 1 in Dalit, Halicha B'drachav, what does it mean to go in a Kadosh Baruch Hu's path? Kolel kol inyan yosher amidas v'tikunam. It's really a reference, metaphorically, to cultivating a personality, to developing character, to developing midas tavos. Mahu rachum af atarachum. Because after all, the Gemara in Shabbos and elsewhere, Chazal numerous times, understand midos, the chiyuv, to have good midos. Where is the mitzvah to have midas tavos? The answer is it's right here. To go to Kadosh Baruch Hu's path means to model our behavior after that of the Ribono Shel Olam. He's describing the Tanakh as being compassionate. We too should be compassionate. The kolal that, and he goes on to say, this expands to cover not just being a nice guy, but the full expanse of one's personality. A topic which the truth is a Rambam, in the first 2 chapters of Hilchos Deos, expands upon significantly. Rambam goes so far as to write that perhaps the major purpose of the descriptions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in human terms, metaphorical descriptions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that appear throughout Tanakh, perhaps the primary focus, the primary objective is to give us a sense of how we could build ourselves and build our personalities around that divine model. Believe it or not, next week we'll pick up some more. This is a very rich concept, Halicha B'drachav. Then we'll go on to Ahava and Shleimus Aleib as well. Anyone wants to unmute? Glad to spend the next couple minutes on questions. Once again, if anyone wants to unmute, I'm glad to spend the next few minutes on questions.
Rabbi Cohen, why are you translating Yira as awareness rather than, you know, seemingly more literally as, you know, constant awe or something like that?
Is that Seth?
Yes.
That's a great question. Thank you for asking. I'm not sure that what I'm saying is that different from awe, other than it's the use of awe in that sense is a little bit dated. And I think sometimes when we hear the word awe, we don't realize what we really mean is a sense of respect that flows from a consciousness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence. And I think at the core, it's really that's the point. If I naturally adapt to who's around me, the way I'll adapt to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence will be with awe and respect. But at its core, it really begins, I think, with that recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's reality. The Chazon Ish perhaps would see a little bit of that as the shift from Emunah to Bitachon, so making it practical. But it's the way I change and am as I live with the reality of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in my life. I'm sorry I can't see you, but if there are any others who have questions, feel free. Okay, I want to thank you so much. And Mr. Shem, we will continue next week. Kyle Tov, and thank you for your patience with my voice.
Nice.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.